So apart from Police against France, have there been other overseas matches you've been involved with?
With the British Police?
Or Gloucester?
With Gloucester.
Either, really.
Yeah, we went on tour to America with Gloucester and to Canada, so we played over there. And we used to have United, there used to be touring sites come across. There were a couple. I remember playing with United at Kingsholm. Northern Suburbs from Sydney, I think. And Manly, I remember we played them. I'm not sure, John Hall was a travel agent, and I'm not sure if he brought them across through Gulliver's Travels. I'm not sure how he had the fixtures, but they were always good games. Mm. Always got a good crowd for those. Mm. And then we went on tour with the Police. We went to Bermuda and Hong Kong and Germany, places like that. So, yeah, played a few times abroad.
Any favourite tour stories of that ilk? What comes to mind?
Well, what can we repeat?
Oh, come on.
No, I remember we went down towards the end, down to Cornwall. It was 78. And we went down, I think, on the Thursday. I'm not sure what date it was. But we had three games, 3 days on the trot. And the first one was against Camborne. Well, we arrived at the hotel, which I think was in St Ives, just to drop kit bags off and stuff before we went on to the game. And somebody asked the proprietor of the hotel what time the bar shut. And he said, as long as there's somebody in the bar, I'll keep it open. So we went, right. So we went off to the game and left one of the boys in the bar, so it was open. And we had the game and all the rest of it afterwards, came back, and a lot of the boys stayed up all night. Well, I had to play the next day against St Ives, so I couldn't stay up. I had to go and have some sleep. Same thing, somebody was in the bar all day on that day, and went off to the game, somebody stayed behind. It came back, and we had the next day we had to play Plymouth on the way home, and we had to beat Plymouth to top the Southwest merit table. So, and I think there was some unofficial league starting the following season, which depended on where you finished in that Southwest merit table. So, some of the boys who were going on an England B tour were coming down to bolster the team, so that we made sure we beat Plymouth. Steve Boyle was coming to play in the second row, so I said to Pete Ford, who was chairman of selectors, I don't have to play tomorrow, do I, against Plymouth? No. I said, you sure? Yes. So I can stay up all night, can I? Yeah. So we stayed up all night on the beer. Breakfast time, Roy Fulk said, come on, let's go and have some breakfast. So we went into breakfast and we had everything on the menu. So we had porridge, fruit juice, cereal, fruit.
Full English.
Yeah. No, not just full English. We had boiled eggs, fried eggs, scrambled eggs, poached eggs.
Oh my God.
Kippers. Everything. We had the lot. And then he said, Roy Fulk said, great old job, isn't it? He said, let's go in the pub. So off we went down into St Ives and we got on the cider. Well, by 2 o'clock, because it was an evening kickoff, I'd had enough and I thought, I've got to go and get something to eat. So I staggered back to the hotel and been drinking all night and all morning. To be met by Peter Ford, who was, I say, chairman of selectors, was standing on the door of the hotel. And he said, I got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
He said, you've got to play tonight. Steve Boyle's not coming.
Oh.
So what a state. So I can remember the first scrum. I was second row behind Gordon Sargent. Gordon Sargent had come down. He was one of those on this England B tour.
Romania, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Romania, that's right. Yeah. I think Richard Jardine, I'm not sure if Fids, I think John Fidler as well. Richard Mogg, I think. So they called an 8-man shove. Oh, dear, well, the strain of that, you can imagine. And just all came out over Serge's leg. But after that, I felt much better and had a great cat, a really good ride up, scored a try. So I wouldn't recommend it. But
training was different in those days.
Oh, dear, yeah, certainly was.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
So, any other tour stories? How about Canada or the States? I'm sure there must have been a few things going on there.
Nothing I think I'd want to repeat. I'm sure there were lots of stories from there, but
remind us, where did you tour in Canada?
We were the Toronto area, so we went down to Niagara. But we were based, I think, in we ended up back in Toronto. We were hosted, so we were staying with families, which was great. If you got a good one, which we did, in fact. We stayed, I can't remember where we were now, but I was sharing with Ron Etheridge, Dennis McGill and Paul Williams, which everybody thought was a right crew, but we got on ever so well with a couple we were staying with. And then halfway through the stay in wherever this was, we were supposed to move to other hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other hosts for us couldn't take us, so we had to stay with the same couple for the second period. So the rest of the boys were feeling really sorry for the other people, but no, we had a great time. Really good time there.